Hello, and welcome to Reservoir's Bible Guide podcast for Lent 2018. This year, during the Lenten season, we're exploring the book of Revelation, focusing on our identity as children of God in a fractured world, and looking for hope as we resist the worst of our times and let Jesus center us. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm on staff here at Reservoir Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This year's Bible Guide was written by Steve Watson, senior pastor at Reservoir, and I'm happy to share it with you here in podcast form. Thanks for joining us. The last time I heard the book of Revelation mentioned was in a podcast about a basketball coach who was sued by a family for the coach's cult-like, creepy mind control influence on their child. The coach was a fundamentalist Christian inspired by his church's interpretation of the book of Revelation. The story of people and churches reading Revelation is full of these types of anecdotes. Revelation, the last book of the Bible, barely made it into the Bible at all, and ever since the early church councils agreed to keep it, it's been causing trouble. Nietzsche is said to have called Revelation the most rabid outburst of vindictiveness in all recorded history, and George Bernard Shaw is said to have somewhat more gently called it the curious record of the visions of a drug addict. Readings of Revelation have helped support extensive campaigns of religious violence. They've been behind innumerable false predictions of the end of the world, paranoid slander of various religious and secular leaders, and loads of bad Christian art and fiction. It's been said that most Bible readers don't read Revelation, and the ones who do, well, we wish they wouldn't. So why read Revelation at all, and why read it together during Lent? Well, with just a little background information and guidance, it can be pretty fun. Revelation is written in a genre called apocalyptic literature that was quite popular during its time and is again in ours. Apocalypse literally means revelation. Using vivid symbols and poetry, apocalyptic literature tries to reveal important things about the present and the future that we might otherwise miss. A little bit like zombie thrillers or science fiction or fantasy, apocalyptic uses unconventional, non-literal writing to grip our imaginations and stir our souls. Additionally, I think Revelation has just a ton of contemporary relevance. It was originally written to people trying to follow Jesus as residents of a Roman Empire, whose culture and leaders alternately shaped and seduced and threatened them. Revelation tells its readers that their fractured world doesn't offer the only set of terms to live by. God's children can have a better future and a better present than what's available by just going with the flow. Those of us who live in the contemporary United States live in one of the only nations whose power and good news propaganda eclipse that of the ancient Roman Empire. More and more, we live in times where this is unmasked as hollow and fractured. Perhaps we wonder how to live our lives and face our eventual deaths with more courage, hope, and resistance. If so, Revelation helps lead the way. Each weekday, we'll present you with a different passage in the New Revised Standard Version, followed by some points of interest, a spiritual exercise, and a direction for prayer that we encourage you to extend for others during this season. First, for your six, consider six of your favorite people, people you interact with on a regular basis, who don't seem to be having much of a direct connection to God, but for whom you are rooting. What does this passage have to say to them or to you about them? And for your church or your city, how can we apply the passage corporately as a faith community? Or what does the passage say to or about our entire city? The Daily Bible Guide, while it can certainly be a standalone product, is designed to be one component of a bigger package that we at Reservoir call 40 Days of Faith. It's a six-week faith experiment that includes sermons, small group discussions, further prayer exercise, and more. You can learn more about the full 40 Days of Faith, our version of Lent, in this year's user manual, available on the campus and at the website of Reservoir Church. The guide itself is available in various forms, paper, blog, and on this podcast. You can look online at www.reservoirchurch.org/40days. One more note before we begin. As the guide isn't a commentary or academic document, it's not filled with footnotes, but the following commentaries and books have helped shape my reading and notes on Revelation. Thanks and credit to these resources. Reading Revelation Responsibly by Michael Gorman, Unveiling Empire by Wes Howard Brook and Anthony Gwyther, Breaking the Code by Brutus Metzger, The Apocalypse by Charles Talbert, and Reverse Thunder by Eugene Patterson. If you wanted to read just one book about Revelation, Gorman's would be it. That's it for our first episode of the Bible Guide podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Steve Watson for writing this Bible guide. And thanks to the whole staff at Reservoir Church. Have a blessed Lent.